So will economic concerns cost President Obama the youth vote? Keith Boykin's with us today.
That's right. He is the former Clinton White House aide, and he says they will ultimately give the president their vote for his reelection bid, while Emily Eakins of the Cato Institute says not so fast. Keith, why do you think many young people will eventually vote this time for the president, especially with the economy the way it is right now?
Well, when you look at the issues that affect young people, I think they're still very much aligned with President Obama. You look at, for example, the student loan interest issue, which he's been on their side, fighting for the lower student loan interest rate. Look at the health care reform bill, which will allow young people to stay on health care plans until they turn 26. You know, I have a young cousin who just graduated from film school at DePaul last month, and he spent the past month living on my couch looking for a job. And he's telling me that people aren't not necessarily disillusioned. They're just focused on the economy, focused on getting a job right now. That's their priority.
I mean, Emily, it's clear that it was unusual to have that many young voters in 2008 because that is a demographic that tends not to vote or pay attention to politics. Do you think they're going to regress to that mean this time around? Is that the idea?
It's quite likely. I mean, what we see with polls today, young people feel like politicians don't really have their priorities at heart, and they don't really feel like they can affect government. So although they did come out in droves in 2008, we don't see a lot of evidence that that energy is here for 2012.
But is this a positive for Mitt Romney necessarily?
It depends. What we do see is that young people are becoming increasingly socially liberal, but are not necessarily economically liberal. So on economic issues, Romney does have an opportunity. But if some of those other issues cloud out his economic message, then he could run into some trouble.
So Keith, how does the president rally the youth vote en masse? How does he duplicate what he was able to achieve in 2008? Especially, is there one thing that he needs to change?
Especially when the economy is such a headwind right now, Keith.
Right. Well, I think you have to understand that 2008 was an exceptional election. First of all, you had Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama going against each other, historic race for the Democratic primary. And then you had Barack Obama and Sarah Palin on the other side. And there was a great level of interest in that race. You're not going to have that same level of interest with Mitt Romney against Barack Obama sitting president. But you will have, I think, turnout that may not mirror the levels of the 2008 campaign, but we'll come back to some of the previous levels we've had in the past. But Obama still overwhelmingly winning that. I mean, among 18 and 29-year-olds, he's got a 30-point lead. I think what the president's got to do is he's got to focus on the issues that affect young people, about jobs, about education. Those two things will really have an impact.
I mean, it's my understanding that actually that margin is shrinking a little bit, but I think we don't want to just think about the short term. We want to think about the long term. What about elections after this? And what we know is young people today are facing a very difficult economic situation. Unemployment rate is very high for young people, and this is what they're going to remember. Political science literature tells us that what people experience when they're in their early 20s sticks with them. And we may see the ramifications of today's policies in the future.
Except one thing, though, it's just that it doesn't necessarily translate into support for Mitt Romney. You're seeing that yes, there are people who are concerned about the economy, but they're not saying they're endorsing Mitt Romney's policies. They're not necessarily endorsing the Republican Party's policies. So the Republican Party is missing an opportunity if they want to connect to these young voters, especially while they're passing these voter intimidation laws that are making harder for young voters to actually come out and vote at the polls.
But young voters are not endorsing the policies of deficit spending, stimulus spending. I mean, Keynesianism on steroids is not being endorsed.
They're not even thinking about that. They're thinking about jobs, you know, and I think that's the big mistake of the Republican Party philosophy right now. The young voters are concerned mostly about jobs. That's the economic issue. It's not about the deficit. It's not about those things. It's about jobs. What can you do to give me a job? And any candidate who focuses on that will win.
I understand how the deficit can relate to jobs. I mean, polls show us that they think that government spending actually hurts economic growth, and they realize that economic growth turns into jobs.
All right, I got to be the bad guy again, folks. Pencils down, time's up. Thank you for another good discussion.